Yeah, this is the PNB governance meeting on March 25th, 2010, at approximately, let's see, 5:45 Pacific Standard Time. And I want to welcome you all. And I guess the first thing we should do is call roll. And Ken, I know you have the list. Would you take the time to call roll?
I'd be glad to. I'd like to get everybody listed by station. So, Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Okay. Brian Edwards Seekert. Okay. Now, who's the third member from KPFA?
Andrea Pritchard.
Andrea Pritchard. Okay. From.
Hello. Hello, this is Gail.
Oh, great.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. I need to do one thing. Are you just getting started?
We're right in the middle. Calling roll, Gail.
So, Gail, stay on long enough to establish quorum, and then you can, you know, bow out for a few minutes if you have to take care of something.
No. I'm 10 minutes away from home.
Oh, okay.
I'm leaving another meeting.
Okay.
So I just need to get home and get on my landline.
All right, Ken, call her for roll. Just call her name, and she can say yes, and then she can go on.
Gail is present, and I'm hoping that you're not going to vote on anything before I get back on the line.
Gail, we're going to try as hard as heck, okay?
What station are you from?
All right, I'll be back in 10 or 15 minutes. Okay, I'm sorry?
What station are you from?
WPFW.
Thank you.
I'll be right back with you.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay. Okay, so KPFK, Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Okay, Ken Aaron, present. Rufino Juarez, not present. Wesley Bethune, not present. Who are the other two from KPFK?
Richard Uzel and Ted Weiskel.
I'm sorry, one second. I'm just trying to get this organized. Okay, Ted Weiskel, not
here.
No, Ted's here.
Oh, Ted's here. Okay. Sorry. And the other one was Richard
Uzel.
Richard?
Here.
Okay.
Here.
Got it. And WPFW, Renee Bowser.
Here.
Okay. And the other two are? Who are the other two?
Marcel Reed.
Marcel Reed. Present?
Present, and Gail already checked in.
Right.
Oh, Gail.
What's Gail's last name?
Dixon.
Thank you.
Right. I'm sorry for the delay here. WBAI, we have Kathy Davis.
Kathy is here, but I have to leave. I'm on the air at 10 p.m. New York time, so that's
right.
Like an hour and 15 minutes.
Right, okay.
We'll respect that. And who are the other two members from New York?
Oh, you're... I'm one. Vajra Kilgour.
Hi, Vajra.
Pass that all for us. So, how do you pronounce your first name?
Vajra.
Okay.
And last name is Kilgour.
Okay, very good. And the other person from New York is? Is it, I don't know. Who's the third person from New York?
Well, who you got so far?
You and Kathy.
Okay. The third person? I don't know.
Okay. Does anybody
Mitchell
know?
Cohen? Is it Mitchell Cohen?
I don't know. Was that, Roger, do you know if anybody else was elected to the governance committee?
Yeah, somebody else was, but I don't remember who.
Okay. All right, well, they're not here yet. So that's the attendance. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 present.
Okay, very good.
Plus George as a guest. Any other guests?
Ken, it's Art Paul.
Hi, Art Paul.
No, Art Paul.
No, Art Paul. No, yeah, Art Paul's no longer part of the committee because he's turned out. Okay, we'll get to that.
Is this Art Paul speaking now?
No.
That was Otis.
Yeah, that was Otis.
Otis. So Art Paul
is Otis,
and he's not on the committee. Okay, so I will email you a list, Otis. All right? Okay, so I give it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, no, I'm just your temporary convener here, and as you can see, I sent out an agenda that only deals with motions. We need to add to that agenda roll call, which we just did, an election of the chair, and the minutes of the previous meeting, but I believe that we'll be dealing with that later because I don't think those minutes have been posted. So I would like to have somebody move that we add those things to the top of the agenda, and we add those to the top of the agenda, and then we talk about the motions, because I do think it might be in our best interest to move one of the motions, because a couple of the motions are pretty common sense. These are bylaw amendments, and they really need to go to the PNB for, you know, after we look at them. And the one I want to move has like four or five parts, and we should really divide that question up and deal with each section, because there are certain sections that I agree with and certain sections that I don't. And I think for all of us to deal with them as one big chunk when there's actually five different things there would do us a bit of disservice during the course of the debate.
Sean, why don't you make the motions you want
to
make?
We elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing of business. I was just saying, you know, I don't want to approve the agenda after we do that, because there is things that we have to, that we should consider before we approve the agenda. So,
point of information?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Why don't you make the motions you want to make?
Okay, very simple, Ted. I can do that. I move that we take the first, we take the, on the draft agenda, that we move, take the first proposed bylaw amendment by Chris Condon and actually move that to the end of the agenda, because the other two bylaw amendments by our dear friend Mr. Ryder, the chair of the PMB, are pretty common sense, and I don't think will be that overly controversial. Where I really do feel that the last the motion by Mr. Condon will elicit a lot of debate. So I move that we take the number one item on the agenda and move it to number three for the sake of efficiency.
Mr. Convener,
yes.
Before we start moving things, could we elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem?
That was my original intent, but Ted wanted me to make the motion, and I'm happy to do whatever the body wants. I'm happy to give up.
I'm going to make a motion that we elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem before
point
first.
Point of order.
Yes.
It just seems to me that you were elected to convene the meeting, Sean.
Right.
Perfectly fine to put the elections for a chair and secretary on the agenda. We could put it high on the agenda.
Right.
I think it would be good to establish the agenda before going to the election.
I don't
the agenda.
I do. This is the problem we have here is we're completely afloat without officers to conduct the meeting. Even if there's any debate on the agenda, there's no chair.
So I'm the convener. I understand what Kathy's saying, and it makes sense to me that we should we can decide the agenda before we elect the chair. And I'm happy to do it either way, folks. It makes a little difference to me, but I do appreciate what Ms. Davis is saying, and so I'm gonna go with Kathy and say let us work with the agenda, because what we're proposing to for the agenda is really very simple. So let's just take a vote on is there any objection to moving the number one item on the agenda to the number three position? Hearing none, I will take it that we can move that. And now I move that we conduct an election. And I would like to start it off by let me open it to nominations. Let me do that. Let me open it to nominations.
Well, you're
point of order.
Yeah, please.
You're going to take nominations before you complete the agenda?
Right.
Well, I didn't hear any objection, so I thought we approved the agenda. If anybody, if I'm moving too fast
approved,
here.
And I thought you asked, was there any objection to moving one item? But that's
okay,
not.
Okay, a point well taken, and I apologize for that, Renee. That's a point well taken. Is there anything else that anybody else would like to add to the agenda?
Yeah.
Order, Richard.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's a point of order. Let me. Go ahead, Richard.
As I understood you just a minute ago, you asked if there was any objections to those three items that you sent out as the motions. Did you get an official motion to add the election stuff? Once you get that and get the whole agenda approved, then we can start doing it. But we need to have the entire agenda approved before we start.
Right. Well, okay. So let me be clear, folks. All I did was say, is there any objection to moving the number one to the number three position? And if there's no objection there, that's fine. Now, and I apologize for not being clear, Renee. Is there anything else that anybody else would like to add or strike from the agenda?
Well, what I'd like to add was what was added at the end of the agenda last time, something that I had raised. I would like to put it back on the agenda.
Oh, I didn't know. You know what, Renee? I thought I was taking the agenda. I did remove one item because it's already being dealt with by the PMB, but if I took the wrong agenda, I apologize. Is there something I left off the agenda?
Well, you didn't want to have it on the agenda because you were saying it was already dealt with by the PNB, but the vote was to not sustain your objection and to place one.
What was that? You got to refresh my memory.
On the recalcitrant LSBs.
Let me see. Did I take the one without it on it? I'm
added
sorry.
That to the bottom at the end of the agenda last time.
You know what? I thought I was going off the old agenda, but apparently I wasn't, and because I don't see it at the bottom there, and
it was an add-on.
Okay, if you could read the language, and we can.
I don't have it since I don't have the minutes.
Well.
No minutes were sent out, but it was about reconsidering the motions on the recalcitrant LSBs.
Well, you know, I mean, that is the PMB is dealing with that, and I know
right, and that was your argument
before.
You were outvoted on
yes,
that.
Yes, I know. Can I finish my thought here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And I know I was outvoted on that, but that is being taken up by the PMB. I'm happy to put it back on here, and I'm sorry that I thought I was using the appropriate agenda, and I just don't remember seeing it before. But I'm happy to have it put on there.
I object.
All right, what's your objection?
It's finished business. We have new business to deal with. That's an issue that was already approved by the PNB.
But
we're bringing it up to reintroduce it to the PNB.
But what I'm saying is I don't know if you were here at the last meeting that it was allowed to be placed back on the agenda.
Well, okay.
The chair did not want to place it on the agenda, but there was a vote not to sustain the decision of the chair.
Well, that's fine.
So it was placed back on the agenda.
Well, we can put it back at the bottom of the agenda, but you have to send me the language because I don't have it in front of me, and I apologize for that.
Okay. Well, is there a way that I can get the stream? Because I would have expected to have the minutes, but they're not there. So I'm...
Well, you know what? Let's put it at the bottom of the list, and during the time of the discussion, maybe we can come up with the language, and we'll just put it on as we get the language. Because I'm happy to put it on.
Okay.
All right. So that way we can at least get some business done, and hopefully in the meantime we will find the language that I. Really, I'm very sorry. I thought I was using the current thing, and I'm sorry I missed that. I apologize to the body. So does that work for you, Renee?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So,
Kathy, for the stack, please.
Yes, Kathy, go ahead.
I know that I don't know if you've received a formal motion for nominations, so I would like to move that the members of this committee at least take 1 minute each to tell each other who they are, some introduction.
Sure.
And second, there be a period of nomination for who might want to chair and be secretary of this committee.
Right. That was, Kathy, I'm with you, and that was my next.
Three, that we should
agree. Point of order, the agenda has not been approved yet.
What?
The agenda has not been approved yet.
I am asking that this be put on the agenda.
Right. That's what she's asking. Okay?
I didn't know that it was formally put on the agenda.
Right.
So I was moving that we first take a few minutes to learn who we are. It's hard to nominate someone for a position if you don't know who's on the committee. So I just wanted a minute for each person to introduce themselves, followed by an opportunity for either nomination or self-nomination to the chair and secretary for the committee. And third would be a discussion on whatever process that election would take.
Okay. Do I hear any objection to that motion?
None for me.
Where is that going to be on the agenda?
Well, it would be at the top of the agenda because it's the next thing we really have to do because I want to give the chair up to whoever gets elected chair. So let us put that on the draft agenda. And is there anything else before I call for approval of the agenda that anybody would like to add or possibly subtract from the agenda?
This is the secretary. I'm looking at the agenda. I don't see on the draft agenda the way it was distributed the election.
That's what I, as I explained earlier, I sent out what they call a substantive agenda with just the motions on it, and Kathy is now asking properly to put the election on there, which will be above the number one spot, which is now filled by the second motion.
Okay, I got it.
So I hope I'm being clear there, okay? So do I hear any objection to Kathy's motion to, one, put on election of officers, two, take a minute to talk about who we are, and then take, number three, take nominations. Did I get that straight, Kathy?
Yeah, well, first would be the 1 minute each introduction.
Oh, okay.
Then nominations to the chair and secretary, either self or nominated. And third would be to discuss whatever process that election would take.
Okay, very good. Should we take nominations first or first discuss the process, which if you asked me, I'd say simple vote, roll call vote, boom. But if the body has a different idea, I'm always open to that as your convener.
Well, I guess if I may, yes. Mr. Chair, the reason I put the introductions first is because I don't know everyone who's on the committee, and I thought
right.
It would be nice to just to have a sense of who we are. And hopefully we can do whatever the body
okay.
decides. But I just didn't know.
Point of information: we're talking about electing the actual permanent chair for this
yes.
session.
We're
yes.
talking about the chair.
Not the chair pro tem, but the actual chair.
That's right. And okay. Kathy, go ahead. I'm sorry you got interrupted.
Well, I was thinking actual chair. Yes. You could add pro tem chair if you like.
Well, the reason we were holding off on pro tem is because, you know, we were still waiting for members to be elected by various boards, but I think that process has now been completed, so I think we're well within our rights to elect a chair. So it's
Mr.
intro
chair.
Nomination and process, right, Kathy? Introductions.
Intro nomination process, yes.
Okay. And do I hear any objection to that motion?
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ted.
Yeah, I'm at work, and I'm with one of my staff. We are conducting a prospective teachers meeting in the building where I am right now, and I have to go to that. So I would like to be able to introduce myself for 1 minute, and then I will rejoin the call as soon as I possibly can.
Would you like to make a nomination with that if you got to run off? Because I don't want to shortchange you on the chance.
I would like to nominate Joe Wonzalla, and I don't know what the protocols are voting.
Who is speaking, please?
This is Ted
Weisgall, KPFT.
Could you say that again?
Ted Weisgall,
okay.
KPFT.
Right.
Got it.
That's a point of personal privilege. I think it's fine. Does the body have any objection with Ted letting know what his to introduce himself and make a nomination, because he has other pressing matters at hand?
I have no objection.
Okay, hearing no objection, Ted, give us your big 1 minute.
Well, I...
Hi,
I'm glad to be
again
on this committee. I can't believe we're 9 years or 10 years into this process or whatever it is, 7 years, and we don't have protocols for elections like this. I would hope that we will establish some protocols, not necessarily tonight, but for all these kinds of elections that we have throughout the network above and beyond our elections to the LSBs and to the national board. And I would like my vote to be casted for Joe Wonzalla, even though I will not be able necessarily to be a part of the meeting at that point, but I will be back as soon as I can. I'm expecting a call any minute now that will tell me I need to go upstairs, so when that occurs, I will just hang up the phone and I'll come back.
Okay, very good. Kathy, since this was your motion, why don't you lead us off on the rest of the introductions?
You mean to introduce myself?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm Kathy Davis. I work at WBAI Radio. I've served as public affairs director for about 7 years. I produce two shows as an unpaid producer starting, I don't know, maybe 16, 17 years. I've been a volunteer at the station as well. And this is my second term on the PNB, and I feel that the governance is extremely important, and that's why I volunteered to be part of this committee.
Okay, and I want everybody to know I'm going to keep you on the honor system on your 1 minute right now, but as soon as I relinquish the chair, I'll be happy to be your timekeeper if we need one. So who wants to go next?
Vajra is next from New York.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Vajra Kilgour.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
My name is Vajra Kilgour. I'm an unpaid staff member at WBAI and a longtime listener. And I've been on the governance committee, I don't know how many years now, but I've been on the local station board for about 5 years. And,
Vajra, pardon me for interrupting. Are you on a speakerphone or something? You have a very weak voice.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, try speaking louder.
You heard what I was saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Good enough.
Okay. And, next, Ken, just call him out. The way you did with the roll call, so that we can just get through.
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, so we have Joe Wonzalla, your top of the list.
I'm a member from KPFA in Berkeley. I've been involved in Pacifica governance since the local advisory boards were formed, you know, the first elected local advisory boards in 2000. One or thereabouts, and I was involved through that, not directly in crafting the bylaws, but you know, in working on trying to get those pushed through, and I have an acute appreciation for the various perspectives and controversy surrounding the bylaws, which are still with us today. So I maintain a keen interest in governance issues. By myself, you know, professionally I work as a paralegal, and I've also worked as a policy analyst for the state of California. And I look forward to working with this group going forward.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, that's back to me. And next, I'm just going to call the list. Brian Edwards-Teeker. not present. Andrea Pritchard, not present. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I have the pleasure of knowing many of you. My name is Sean Casey O'Brien from Los Angeles. I've been on the LSB for going into my third year, the PNB for 2 years, and I've served on governance in those 2 years and all 3 years on my local governance. I think governance and finance are I don't want to say the most important committees, because I don't mean to undermine any of the hard or necessary work of other committees, but without good finance and good governance, everything else falls to the wayside. So I look forward to working with all of you in order to make Pacifica an even better place that lives up to the Pacifica mission. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. And next is Ken Aaron. I'm coping as best I can here, trying to catch up as secretary. I'm only covering this because I don't think we have, our Paul with us. So I'm newly elected to the LSB at KPFK. I have a background in computer science and finance and acting and video. And I'm interested in promoting the Pacifica Foundation and the mission statement, apart from any specific political ideology. I just want us to expand, get more stations, get more listeners, and do very, very well, encompassing the broad scope of everything we're doing. Governance is very important. The minute's almost up, so in light of that, I'll end what I'm saying. But, I'm from a coalition that me and my wife established that, for a lack of a better term, would be called the Good Governance Coalition. We just want the place run above board and with transparency and successfully. I'm done.
Thanks, Ken. Who's next?
Oh, I'm sorry. Next is Rafina, not present. Richard Uzel.
Excuse me. I'm Richard Uzel. I'm Richard Uzel from KPFT Houston. I'm that station's PMB member on this committee, and I'm also the recording secretary for the board. I've been on the KPFT LSB most of the time since elected boards, and served all but 6 months of that as a secretary, and have been on the governance committee there since that time began to. And I'm tired.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Who's next, kid?
Okay, next would be, after Richard, is Wesley Bethune.
Not present.
Not present.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
unlike Wesley.
Ted Weisel. Ted's still here. He already spoke. Marcel Reed. Marcel was here.
Marcel, are you with us?
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought Marcel was present.
Okay, well, go to the next.
Our next is Renee Bowser.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Can you hear me?
There you go. Hi, Marcel.
Okay. Hi, I was on mute, that's all. Okay, my name is Marcel Reed. I'm from WPFW. I've been on the board now 2 years. This is my first year on the PNB. I'm a listener, long-time listener and supporter of the station, and that's about it.
Thank you.
I have a point of information, just because my memory's so bad, I'm going to interject here. In the election of officers for a PNB committee, is it required that the elected person be a director?
You know, this question has come up before, and I am not sure the answer of that, folks. So, George, are you with us? Maybe George will have a clear answer for that. George?
What was the question again?
The question, go ahead, Ken, ask your question.
Does PNB committees require PNB directors be elected as officers?
No.
There you go.
It's a little bit problematic in that at a PNB meeting, the only people who are there are PNB members, but, you know, it can be arranged that the chair can call in and deliver the report.
Right. So it's not necessary.
I understand what you're saying. So, in other words, if it's a non-director, he wouldn't automatically be at the PNB meeting.
Right.
Point of order.
Yeah, Richard.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that. I think personally, I think that the PM that it needs to be a PMB member to be chair. And the reason what I'm stating that on is we have at KPFT we have a standing rule that says that LSB people need to be LSB committee chairs need to be LSB members. And it says in that standing rule as per the Pacifica bylaws, but I don't have the part in the bylaws that would be referring to, so I don't know. But it,
Bill Crozier was in fact chair of the election committee last year, and he was not on the PMB.
That is true.
Our point of order.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Speaking.
Did we finish our introductions?
No, but we're discussing a point of information about who can be elected.
Well, you know what? She's right, though. Let's finish our nomination. Pardon me?
Okay, point of agenda. All right, so we go on. Yeah. The next one
is... let your Aunt Olga in.
I'm sorry? Who's speaking? Or is she talking to somebody at her house? I couldn't make that out.
I was talking to my granddaughter. I'm sorry that I had to do
that. No, that's okay. That's okay. So let's continue with our introductions. And if you can mute, if you're dealing with the family, which we understand, if you can mute, that would be great for everybody's sake. Who's next?
Pound 1.
Pound 1. Thank you.
Speaker's Renee Bowser.
Ms. Bowser?
Hi, everybody. My name is Renee Bowser. I am the current chair this year of the WPFW LSB. I've been on the LSB since about the spring of 2008. And I'm a long-time listener member and also very active in activists and community issues here in Washington, D.C., and before that, my hometown of Philadelphia.
All right, Philly. Who's next? Are you finished, Renee?
Yes.
Okay. Who's next?
Renee comes. Gail Dickinson.
Ms. Dickinson.
Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Ms. Dixon, we stand corrected. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. WPFW, I am a member of what was the advisory board, or formerly a member, before the LSB came about. And I am now an active member on the LSB for WPFW. I am between Jersey and Washington because of my daughter's death. And I'm, well,
sorry
been,
to hear that, Ms.
Thank you. But I have a granddaughter that I'm looking after, so I'm legally still a resident of Washington. I'm just saying all that to say that's why you hear all this back and forth.
Okay. No, we completely understand, and you have our sympathies.
Thank you very much. And I would just say that I'd like to think I'm about all things Pacifica in terms of what it was originally put together for. And I'm hoping, as I listen to very lofty ideals in regard to what people are saying, that we live up to that and find some way to respect each other and not go along the path of what I'm watching nationally between the haters of the health bill, and you know, it's very easy to just fall into some really bad habits when it comes to people that we think are not like us or don't believe in what we believe in. So I would like to see some really sensible heads prevail as we look at
Amen.
The issues we have to deal with.
Okay.
Thank you,
Gail. The next two people have already spoken with Vyadra. I'm sorry. I'm going to have a problem with that name for a while until I get Ms. Kilgore and Kathy. Both have spoken. Has anybody figured out who the third member from BII would be? No? Okay.
Have we left anybody out? Has anybody not had a chance to introduce themselves? Okay. I guess next, if I got my notes straight, we are going to move into nominations. And I know that Joe has already been nominated. Are there any other nominations?
Excuse me, this is Gail again. These are nominations for...
I'm sorry, you're right, for the chair. Then we'll take nominations for a secretary. So these are the nominations for chair of the governance committee. Thank you very much.
Wait, hang on. Who are they so far?
So far, it's Joe Wanzella, and the nominations are still open. Does anybody want to anybody else?
I want to nominate Renee.
Oh, I was going to do the same thing.
Okay, so we got Renee and Joe. Very good. Okay, is there anybody else?
This is Ken. I'd like to, if he'll accept, nominate Sean, Casey O'Brien.
No, your convener is going to go back to status of a mere member, and I do appreciate the honor of being your convener, but that's about as far as I want to take it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it, nonetheless. Any other nominations? Okay, here we go. Going once. Going twice. Nominations are closed, and I want to congratulate both our nominees, Joseph and Renee. And now I know, too, the next thing we want to do before we do any actual voting is we want to talk a little bit about process. And everything that I've ever done or in terms of getting a chair on governance has been done by a simple roll call vote, and I would suggest... the same, unless somebody's got a better idea.
I would like to hear, this is Ted from Houston, I would like to hear each of them give us 1 minute of what they think is the process that they think would be the best to serve this purpose, and then that might help us to get an idea of who they are.
Wonderful idea, Ted, and if is there any objection to Ted's motion? Hearing none. Do we want to flip a coin, or do we want to let beauty before age go, or age before beauty? What is it, Joe?
Definitely beauty first, Renee.
Okay, Renee, you have the floor. Please take a minute and tell us why you would be a good chair.
No. What is the process you recommend for this? Is what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
recommend for voting for chair.
No, for hearing how we hear about you, why we should vote for you.
Yeah, no, that, I thought I was
saying
that.
What is the process, not what is the content?
What?
Well, now, Ted, you got me confused, because I thought that we wanted to hear from our nominees what they would do and why they would be good chairs.
No, I said that they should come forward with what they think is the best process for conducting this election in terms of hearing from the candidates, putting themselves aside.
This is Ken. I object to that. It's we don't have time for all of that. I amend the motion that we have these two candidates get another minute each to speak as to why it would be appropriate for them to hold the position.
Okay.
I don't think we want to go off on a tangent of developing protocol here.
Dad, does that work for you? Cause really,
sure, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to get the chair elected, actually. So, Renee, please, without further ado, tell us why you would be a good chair for the governance committee, and then, Joe, you're on next.
Well, the governance committee, it's my understanding, reviews the bylaws and policies for the governance of board activities. And I have education and experience in doing that. I was a commissioner for the D.C. Human Rights Commission, where we looked at the regulations governing the D.C. Human Rights Act, which is one of the broadest anti-discrimination laws in the country. And I regularly not only look at laws, regulations, and bylaws, but look at them, how they impact people, workers, and through them, the broader community. So I know about the rules, and I know about how to deal with people, because that's what I do. I've done that as a shop steward. I've done that as a advisory neighborhood commissioner and representing 2,000 people. on a volunteer basis for the District of Columbia, and I do that every day in my job dealing with people of all stripes, whether someone is a packing house worker or a registered nurse, because that's who we represent. So, and I'm used to going through methodically. I'm going to ask the questions when someone wants to change some policy or rule. I'm going to really unpack it, take it apart, and analyze it, and not just go with what the outcome that some of us may want. And so I think that's why I'd be a good choice.
Okay, thank you, Renee. This then goes to Joe.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I've been involved in Pacifica governance from before the time these current bylaws were put in place. So I bring that. I bring I think so, not many years of experience and perspective. I think I have, and because of that, I've been able to get involved in. I've stayed involved with Pacific governance issues both at the macro level on the PNB, and even before I was in the PNB, developing contacts and getting a sense of the particular or rather issues that are peculiar to each station. And so there's always then, for example, the issue we will get to discuss at some point that the PNB is grappling with, the issue of what to do with when LSBs are not compliant with PNB motions is an example of the kind of issue which that is the relationship between the LSBs and the PNB is the kind of issue which I've been looking at and grappling with for a long time. I think I have even though I say so myself, a good way with working in groups, and so I think I could help facilitate productive meetings, or at least I will strive towards doing that. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, this is Ken. I make a motion that we allow the members to entertain questions. And you have members have questions of the candidates. That's my motion.
I'll second that.
Sean, you're still Sean, to convene.
I'm sorry, anybody I was on mute, guys. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I apologize. That's a fine motion, but do we want to put a time limit on that so we can get through this? Is there a time on that? 5 minutes?
Sure. How about 10 minutes total? It's an important position to...
Yeah, no. I completely understand. Is there any objection to that, folks, 10 minutes? If we need the full 10 minutes, if we use 8, I wouldn't mind saving 2, but is that fine with everybody?
It's fine with me. This is Gail.
Oh, okay. Do I hear any objection? Let me phrase that right. This will be... Do I hear any objection?
No.
Okay. Hearing no objection, I'm going to use the prerogative of the chair and ask the first question. And this is for both candidates. How familiar are you with Robert's Rules of Order? And Joe, since Renee went first, I'll let you go first, and then Renee can answer.
Well, I think I can say that I've not quite, but almost memorized the cheat sheet on Robert's Rules. I don't pretend any expertise, but I think, you know, for the most part, what I try to pay attention to is the general philosophy guiding Robert's Rules, which is, you know, to protect the rights of the minority in a meeting and to move, you know, to facilitate a fair process and to use common sense. So, you know, I think I know enough to know where to look for rules and also remain, I think just as important as knowing the rules is to also, you know, be open to listening to others in the course of the meeting to help, you know, to help facilitate the meeting and not assume that I'm, you know, just because I'm chair, I don't assume that I'm necessarily the expert.
Okay. And Renee, please.
Yes, I too am not an expert in Robert's Rules. I
Nobody is, folks, by the way, so don't feel bad.
Several years ago, I was more buried than them because I've been the parliamentarian for Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. However, I've read a book and on meeting facilitation and gone to some training, and I think that the Robert rules, that our bylaws require use of the Robert rules, but I think we should try to have consensus wherever possible, kind of a win-win situation when if everyone can buy in to something and everyone has a chance to get their viewpoint on the table. So I think the Robert's rules should be tempered with the interactive method.
The cork in the bottle for me, will you?
But, you know, I can read and understand, and I've gone over and looked at the ladder of motions and purpose, and I think I can adhere to that and direct other people to adhere to that, and that's what I try to do at the LSB meetings in D.C.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, who wants to ask a question?
I do. This is Ted.
This is Gail. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I may have to leave any second now. According to Robert's rules, when there are meetings where there are 12 or less people present, Robert says you cannot force closure on debate and force a vote. You can postpone consideration or table. And committees cannot establish their own rules. Only the National Board can establish the rules. How would you handle that in one of our meetings when we have 12 or less people present?
Who wants to go first? Don't all rush up to the microphone.
Let Joe go first since Renee went first the last time, I think.
Well, I think, no, Renee answered second, so I can't remember, guys. Who went first on the first question? I apologize.
I went first on the first one, and then he went first.
Yeah, right. So, Renee, it's your turn. Why don't you answer that, and then we'll go to Joe.
You're saying the Roberts rules say that if you have fewer than 12 people?
12 or fewer.
12 or fewer, regardless of what the quorum is?
Right.
I'm not aware of that. But even if that is so, you're saying, how would I handle it?
Yeah.
If I understand you correctly, what I would do is discuss the issue but not be adverse to raising it for discussion again. If I understand what you're getting at, because just like we were saying earlier tonight, people wanted to go forward. If we didn't have a quorum, go forward and discuss it, and maybe that might limit the discussion the next time, but I still think if all the people that are supposed to be there to make a decision aren't there, I think you still have to have a potential discussion. I don't know if that... I may.
Thank you, Renee. Joe, do you want to take a stab at it? Joe?
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, if I understand what you're getting at, Ted, I would, you know, it seems that the problem presented by the scenario you paint becomes a question of time management, because so Robert's rules doesn't allow you to end, you know, to close debate, but at the same time you have to. You don't want to remain stuck on one issue, people going round and round making the same point. I think it becomes a question of what issue is under discussion and how much time the body decides that item merits. And at some point, as chair, I think you have to try to find a way to move the agenda so you're not stuck on talking about one item for the whole time. So I think it's really then a question of seeking balance. Because under regular scenario Robert's rules, at some point, debate needs to end. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I can sit here and prescribe a hard and fast rule. Again, my approach would be governed by the overall view that, you know, facilitating the meeting and getting business done.
Thank you, Joe. Vajra, did you have a question? Did I hear your voice? Or was that Gail? Gail? Gail?
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Dixon, yeah. Did you have a question?
I asked this at the on the last call, but because they're running for chair, I just want it completely understood. I want to understand exactly what their definition individually is of governance. Why do we have to have a governance committee?
Okay, it's Joe's turn to go first.
Yeah,
okay.
Joe, it's your turn to go first, and then Renee, follow that. And
okay.
Folks, we have 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. Keep that in mind.
Well, I think it's the main purpose, you know, I think it kind of speaks for itself in a way. And, you know, governance is really has to do with primarily making sure that the organization is following its bylaws, number one, and then also ensuring that all aspects of the of governance, because all the committees are themselves also part of governance. We're sort of in a sense the umbrella committee. So, in other words, part of our portfolio is to make sure that the audit committee is functioning correctly, the elections committee, and that all the committees of the PNB and the RSB are following the rules. And when situations arise where there's differences of opinion on what the bylaws interpretation, or where situations arise that are not directly addressed by the bylaws, and it's our business to try to develop a policy to recommend to the national board as to how to address that. So, yeah, our portfolio is quite broad. In other words, anything to do with bylaws interpretation, and then beyond that, it's really ensuring that the foundation is following those, and that the foundation is in compliance with all aspects of. Any regulatory issue that the foundation is subject to, that the foundation remains in compliance with all of those, whether it's Sarbanes-Oxley, FCC, or whatever it might be.
And how much bending do you think should be allowed if we find that the PNB is not adhering to the bylaws of the foundation?
Point of order.
Well, I guess it's a point of order, but...
No, I was just confused.
Sean, please return. Sean?
I'm sorry.
Okay, the point of order is that we're just having the candidates speak, and
yeah.
You'll have to do a follow-up question when both candidates are done responding.
Thank you, and I want to give Renee a chance to respond to that as well, Renee. Go ahead.
Okay, I think the purpose of the governance committee is to review how the bylaws, which have been established, are working in a way which respects everyone's rights in an even-handed way and operates practically to serve the mission of the foundation, the Pacifica mission, and to look practically to see whether all aspects of the foundation are operating way that serves the mission in an effective way. And so I agree it is broad, but I think the basis of the governance committee is the California law and the bylaws and any other applicable laws and regulations, and that we take the broad view and the very fine view to make sure that that's being done.
Thank you. And we are at time. And I would like to proceed with this election if there is no objection. Hearing none, Ken, could you...
Okay, I'm going to conduct the election. What I'm going to do is call your name, and then you're going to declare your vote by either saying Joe or Joe Gonzalo or Renee Bowser, and or abstain or pass. I think that's the clearest way to do this. Having never done it before.
That's the way we always done it, and I don't have any better suggestions at this point.
Okay, so I'm not going to do a phone call. This is to elect...
the chair.
This session's chair for the PNB Governance Committee between the two candidates of Joe Gonzalo and Renee Bowser. And the first vote is Joe Gonzalo.
Joe.
Okay. And the next vote is Sean Casey O'Brien.
I will go with my friend, Mr. Gonzalo.
Okay. And Ken Aaron goes for Joe. And Wesley Bethune. And Richard Uzel.
Joe.
Okay, and Ted Weisgau, without objection, I'll accept his previous vote because he made it very clear he wanted to vote for Joe. Gail Dickinson?
Renee? Dixon!
It's Dixon, yes. Thank you, Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry. Correct me each time. I'll get it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Gail Dixon. And Renee Bowser?
Yes.
How do you vote?
Oh, me? Renee.
Okay. And Marcel Reed? Okay, Marcel, I'll take a pass for now. And Kathy Davis?
No, I was on mute, Renee.
Yes, Renee, please. Come off mute faster.
No, that was Miss Beverly.
That was Marcel.
That was Marcel, thank you, yes.
Marcel Reed, how do you vote?
Renee Bowser.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Joe Gonzalo.
Okay, and Vajra? Vajra?
Renee.
Okay, and Robert Gold is the third member, I think, of WBAI, so he's not here. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Joe Gonzalo, and 1, 2, 3, 4 for...
6-4.
Ken, yeah, I got...
Right, 1 second. Kathy, did you vote for Joe?
I voted for Joe.
I'm sorry. Let me correct that. I made a mistake. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 for Joe, and 1, 2, 3, 4 for Renee. So that gives the election to Joe.
And without further ado, I am happy, and I want to thank both.
Can I ask a question first?
Yeah, but wait, because I'm going to give it over to the chair. I want to thank both of our nominees. They're highly qualified. And Joe, I now turn the chair of governance over to you.
She said it's about the vote. It's about the vote. Even though it's not going to make a difference, I'm not aware that... you can. Are you saying that it's okay for the do we do? Because I know we can't do it at the LSB level. That someone can give someone their vote.
But you can't vote in proxies against the bylaws. So if somebody objects to that,
You know what? It's not going to make any difference, guys. But let me explain. This is not a proxy vote because Ted did help us establish quorum and he made it known to the body. We were all witnesses. That's how he's going to vote. If the body doesn't want to accept the vote is still 5-4. And I want to hand the chair over to Joe.
Can I be heard? I just what I said in the beginning. I know it won't make a difference, but I just wanted to clarify that I did not think that was proper. It was nothing against Joe.
Well, I know, and I understand it, but I don't think that's a vote in proxy because he was here. He helped us establish quorum. He told us what his vote's going to be. That's much different than telling somebody go vote for me because I can't make the meeting.
It is different, and it's beyond a proxy vote. So,
well, okay, you know what? I don't want to argue the point. It's a moot point. The vote is then 5-4 if you want to discount Ted's thing, and you can explain that to Ted. I'm happy to have you do that, Vajra. So it's 5-4, and on that, with that ruling, I hand the chair over to the new chair of governance, Joe Gonzalo, and I thank both Mr. Gonzalo and Ms. Bowser. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd actually beg the committee's indulgence to ask the chair the rest of the meeting because I'm in transit and about to get on a train. I'm not situated to run a meeting.
You
I'm going to give up this position. Listen, in the exigent circumstances, I'm very happy to help Joe out until he can get to a phone where he can help us. But we also have to, and Joe, maybe you'll be home by then, we also have to take nominations for a secretary. And at this point, I would like to, on behalf of our new chair, open nominations for secretary, and I open the nominations. And I'd like to nominate Ken Aaron.
Will someone else please
make another nomination? Are there any other nominations for secretary? Let me ask that. Ken, you can have it unanimously.
Okay, I'll accept.
Okay, now, do I hear any objection that Ken Aaron, by unanimous consent, is the secretary of the governance committee? Do I hear any objection to that? Ken, you have it by unanimous consent. And the one thing I want to ask the body, and I'm going to leave this up to the body, we have established our agenda, but your convener, much to his chagrin, did not put any times on these. Should we, because it is now...
Before we leave the elections, point of information,
have we in the past
ever had vice chairs? Because we just had a situation 2 minutes ago that we needed a vice chair.
Right. You know what? And George, if you know something I don't know, I would indulge your advice here. I never remember on committees there being a vice chair, okay? I'm not saying it hasn't happened or that I'm wrong, but I never have. And George, is it...
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, so I think if the chair is out, the body can either appoint somebody as a chair pro tem or in consultation with the chair, we could work that out. And if the body is agreeable to that, I am more than happy to get us through the agenda until Joe gets home or to a phone where he can carry on.
Okay, thank you. I'm satisfied.
All right. Is there any objection to that? May I recommend, hearing no objection, or let me ask the body, do we need to put specific times on these various motions? And these are important things, so I don't want to shortchange any of them. And I would suggest, as a starting point, that we put, what time is it right now? It's almost 7 o'clock.